Central Connecticut State University spokesman Mark McLaughlin says the virus is believed to have first infected a campus computer back in 1998, and university officials are now determining the scope of the risk.
That computer had stored on it roughly 18,000 Social Security numbers of current and former CCSU faculty, staff, and student workers.
McLaughlin says the university is undertaking a massive effort to match names with any Social Security numbers compromised and is offering students and staff identity protection. Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.